Is it crazy that I want to taste you again? It already feels like it's been too long. God, I can't believe I did that. The other day, when I got bold enough to have you touch me, well, to guide your hand right to my pussy. I mean, I wore that dress again because I knew you'd like it. You'd like to see me in it again, and I don't know what came over me. When I moved my hand to your cock, just over those jeans I like so much, I couldn't do much. I was so focused on not getting noticed. I don't even think I moved my hand. I was only planning on touching myself again, like before, fingering myself while you watched. But, oh God, I just needed your fingers. I needed to feel your touch. And before I could think, I had put your hand there. I could barely breathe. I thought you might pull away. And then you slid your fingers under my panties. I had to distract myself so that I wouldn't accidentally moan out loud. Your fingers, they felt better than I had imagined all those times when I touched myself thinking of you. And then before I knew it, my stop was up. I didn't think. Thank goodness you heard me whisper and followed. I had to have more. I dragged you to the building next to my office, hoping it would be deserted like always. Fuck. The way your lips felt when you pressed me against the building. The morning chill was still in the air, but I felt like I was about to combust. Your lips touched mine, and I was ablaze. Everywhere. Burning. Melting. You whispered in my ear your plan, how you wanted to taste me. I pushed you down. You lifted my dress up while I slipped my black panties off. I threw my leg over your shoulder and you buried your face in my wetness. I had soaked my underwear on the bus already, and you lapped it all up, savoring me, and it only took a couple minutes. I wanted it to last, but I couldn't hold back. You didn't seem bothered that I practically smothered you, holding your head in place. Ugh. The way you looked at me, stroked me, fucked me with your fingers. You made me come all over your face. I slid down the wall. Thank goodness you caught me. My legs were too weak, my body numb and tingly. It was cute, though. You tried to wipe off your face before I kissed you. God, I loved tasting myself on you. Your lips already tasted perfect to me before, but this was sweet. But you know what is even better? Tasting you this morning. Tasting your cock. Tasting your cum. I've never given a blowjob on a bus before. Thank God you sat in the back. It's like you knew what I was gonna do before I did. You slid over and let me by the window. I sat for a minute without moving, barely breathing, and then I slid down to my knees to the floor before I could change my mind. When I looked up at you, the shock on your face almost made me smile, but I was too nervous to react. I undid your pants and pulled your cock out. You were already hard for me. You felt so good in my hand. You had pre-cum glistening at the tip. I looked it up. You were pulsing under my fingers, and I couldn't wait. I took you in my mouth. Your hard cock felt so good against my tongue. I stayed down and began to suck and move my tongue back and forth. I didn't want to move from the spot, kneeling next to you, my hands pressed on your thighs, mouth full of your delicious cock. You whispered 9 blocks, and I almost didn't hear you. I kept sucking. I needed to taste you. I had to make you come. 5, you whispered. Oh God, I couldn't get off this bus without tasting you. Your pre-cum was so slick and salty on my tongue. One hand stroked you while my mouth moved up and down. I could feel you start to throb. I gripped the base of your cock, trying to push you over the edge. I barely heard you say one, and then you were coming. And it tasted so good. You kept coming and coming. I felt the bus come to a stop. It was my stop, but I couldn't move. Frozen in place. It seemed to go on forever. Swallowing and swallowing. I didn't want to waste a drop. I got up, slowly getting back to my seat, and my cheeks were burning. I couldn't even look at you because I was so shocked at how good it felt to finally taste your cock. I was glad you were quick to adjust yourself because I had to get off at the next stop. While I was waiting for the bus to get there, you slowly pulled my underwear out of your pocket. You smiled at me as I jumped up and got off the bus. I had to rush a few blocks to my office. It was worth being late. I tasted you. You've tasted me. And I still don't know your name. I don't know how I'm gonna get through the weekend.